I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, one more text on Philip Rivers. Rivers couldn't pull out of his driveway. Ray Fittipaldo no longer has to pull out of his driveway and drive to Steelers camp. It is over. It is in the book. And he joins us now to break down what he learned over the course of 15 practices. Ray, brought to you by the Western PA injury attorneys of Larry Kelly and Joe George from LGKG. Usually they give me the LGKG before we get the guys' names, and that screwed me up. How we doing, Ray?
I'm good, guys. How we doing?
Outstanding.
Yep.
Ray, you got to be thrilled. Training camp is over. You're going to watch that joint practice tomorrow, right? They're off today. They'll get that joint practice with Tampa tomorrow. Who would you say, let's do offense first, who's your offensive MVP from Steelers training camp, if there were such an award handed out?
Oh, it would have been much easier if you said defense first. You know, offense, I'll go Aaron, just because he's the quarterback and just because Mike was so effusive in his praise of him yesterday. Just talked about how he loves football and how it's, you know, rubbing off on his teammates, how much he cares about the game. But I'm going to be honest, it was a slow start for Aaron. Then it picked up. And then Jalen came back yesterday, and some of the other defensive guys are coming back, and you saw the defense get back at it again. So I think the defense is probably the story of this training camp, Adam. I know we'll get to it, but Mike, I don't know that I've ever seen Mike Tomlin as confident as he is in his defense as he is right now. I mean, he is just really excited about what this unit potentially can do this season.
Yeah, Ray, why do you think he is so confident? I mean, we discussed it early on in the show of, you know, with some reasons why he may be saying these things out loud. Why do you think he's so confident in this defense this year?
Jalen Ramsey. I think that's the number one reason. And that's not to say the other parts aren't important. We all know TJ and Alex probably make one of the top pass rushing duos in the league. We know the inside linebackers are better than they've been in a long, long time, probably going back 10 years to Ryan Shazier. But they haven't had a secondary like this to match up with the better offenses in the NFL in like two decades. And I don't know that they've ever really had it under Mike Tomlin. You know, you got Darius Slay, who's 34, but he can still play. You got Joey Porter, who's now in a position where he could just, you know, cover like the number two or the number three receiver. And he doesn't have to worry about covering the one. And then you got Jalen Ramsey, the chess piece. You know, we're playing Ja'Marr Chase this week. You know, he's going to be on Ja'Marr Chase. You're playing maybe Travis Kelce the next week. He's going to be on Travis Kelce. So Mike Tomlin just loves that versatility, and he loves just, you know, having that at his disposal. And I think that's probably the biggest reason for his high confidence level.
So Jalen Ramsey would be the defensive MVP of camp if there were such a thing.
Absolutely. Even though he missed like a week or so, but when he's out there, he's such a difference maker, Adam.
Probably not a coincidence that that's when the offense picked things up, right? Is when Jalen Ramsey was not out there. Yeah. Ray.
Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking about it. Like it's almost like we're in the same place we were last year, but just like a different chapter of the book. Like the defense is going to be really good. And I'm still not completely sure what the offense is going to be. I have hopes that it can be better, but I think I have to see them go out and prove it.
Well, a big part of that would be the offensive line. Mike Tomlin talked about his tackles yesterday after practice, and he thinks they got better. He thinks Broderick's injury early in camp kind of hampered him a bit, but both guys acquitted themselves well in the preseason game. So what did you see out of both those tackles as camp wore on?
Yeah, it was nice that Jacksonville played their starters early in that game because we kind of got to see good on good. So that was positive for both Troy and really the entire offensive line. I thought they held up well in pass protection. There was the one sack. I can't remember if the starters were still in there, but it was like a second or third and long, and they got Mason on the ground. But really good stuff in terms of pass pro. And if there's one complaint, it's probably about the running game. They really never got that untracked. But I think I think that'll eventually come. You got some new pieces in there with Kenneth Gainwell and Caleb Johnson. So I understand that it's not, where they want it to be right now. But just in terms of, all the angst about Broderick Jones, the angst about Troy Faletonu coming back from the injury, for the quarter or so that they were in there, I thought it was a pretty good showing for not only them, but really for the entire offensive line.
Ray, what's your assessment on Caleb Johnson's performance on Saturday?
I don't know that the holes were there. I'm not going to get on Caleb for that it's all his fault. There were probably a couple where he made the wrong cut or, he didn't have his eyes in the right place. But, to me, when I watch Caleb Johnson, I worry about the pass pro and the hands out of the backfield. And I think in the short term, we're just going to see him basically be a guy who's out there on running downs. I don't know that they trust him yet in pass pro to be out there in second and long or third and long. And that's such an important thing when you have a 41-year-old quarterback. You gotta know that your pass pro is going to be there. You got to have somebody you could trust back there. And I don't think they're to that point with Caleb Johnson. So, like, people were projecting him, like, all these touches and all these snaps as a rookie. Yeah, he's going to play a lot. But if you can't be trusted on second and third downs, how much are you really going to play? So he'll have his moments, but until they have more trust in him as a pass protector, I don't think he's going to be out there as much as people think.
Ray Fittipaldo, the Post-Gazette's joining us here in the Fan Morning Show. The latest report from Adam Schefter on the Cam Hayward situation made it sound like Cam is perturbed, although he didn't say this publicly, that Jalen Ramsey got paid, Jonnu Smith, T.J. Watt, D.K. Metcalf, Aaron Rodgers, and they haven't paid him. You wrote on Twitter yesterday that you don't think you've ever seen the Steelers fan base so against a player in a contract negotiation. What do you think ultimately happens here, Ray?
I think eventually either Cam will just come to terms with the Steelers not paying him, or the Steelers will give him some sort of an advance on that March 2026 roster bonus. And it's $12.9 million. And I think at this point, it's just a matter of how much the Steelers are comfortable giving it. Listen, I think he deserves it. Like, he went out and played at an all-pro level. I think I certainly understand Cam's side of it. But, if you want to look at it from the Steelers' side, you signed a contract. And we can't be going back with 2 years left on the contract and – we can't make this exception for you and then not expect other people to ask for it in the future. So, I think it'll eventually get done. What's a fair number? I don't know, but maybe 4 or 5 million he gets advanced, and then he gets the other, 7 or 8 million in March. I think that's probably the way it's going to turn out.
You don't think he'll sit out regular season games?
I don't think so. Chris Jones tried to do that a couple years ago, Doran, and I think he missed one game. He missed a game check. Now, the only difference is, and I don't know if people realize this, but Cam's just making $1.3 million in salary. So if you prorate that over 17 weeks, he could probably afford to sit out some games if he wanted to, like if he really wanted to take a hardline stance. But I don't know that that's in Cam. Like we saw Le'Veon Bell do that, but Cam's a team captain, and you would have to be pretty dug in and pretty much know it's over with the Steelers, I think, if you did something like that. So I just don't see Cam doing that, but he said it's a possibility. So I think, you know, we got to take him at his word at this point.
What are they going to do with Boswell? I mean, Boswell hasn't exactly expressed publicly. In fact, he has not expressed publicly his demands. They could theoretically make him happy by giving him $1.6 million to make him the highest paid kicker in the NFL. But then here it is again. You're talking about a guy with 2 years left on his contract. Do you think they do anything with the kicker?
I mean, it's almost like it's a non-story just because everyone's talking about Cam.
For sure.
You know, I mean, Chris hasn't really addressed it. I suppose if Chris addresses it and, you know, he's really upset about it, I think it might become more of a story. But, I mean, kickers can kick into their late 30s. I mean, he's still young for an NFL kicker. So I think Steelers will probably tell him, hey, we'll take care of you next year at this time. You'll become the NFL's highest paid kicker. But we're not going to do it right now before this season because of what you just talked about.
Ray, out of the guys that didn't play this past Saturday, who do you think will play this coming Saturday?
I don't know how many. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to play. Like, all the injured guys, Highsmith's not ready. You know, it'll be interesting if they want to get TJ out there. TJ's back to being a full participant. We might see a few of those guys, Doran, but I don't think we're going to see a lot of them. Like, as long as Aaron Rodgers is out, why would you play DK Metcalf? They know what he can do. So what did they sit out, 20? You might see two or three of those guys come back, but I think it's going to be a short roster again. They want to keep their stars healthy, and then unfortunately for them, Doran, they got Calvin Austin's injured. They got a lot of key guys who are injured, guys they want to find out about, and they're just not going to be available for this game and probably not for Thursday's game in Carolina either.
Well, how are you feeling about Y.A. Black? I saw he had his elbow wrapped up, and the way that we've talked to you about him, you've talked to us about him, I mean, it seems like they really like that guy. Any reason to be concerned about the elbow?
I don't think so at this point. You know, Mike really didn't mention it yesterday. You know, I retweeted something Brian Baldinger, you know, he does the video analysis for NFL Network. And it's one thing for like people like me who just watch practice to report what this guy's doing. I mean, people were probably sick of hearing Y.A. Black, but when a guy like Baldinger comes out and tells you how good this guy is, you better start paying attention. So, you know, fifth round, to get a guy like that in the fifth round, he's out there, you know, manhandling the Jacksonville starters and just showing out really well. So hopefully that injury isn't all that serious and he could be healthy for the regular season. If he is, you know, that big question mark we all had about the defensive line probably a month ago or certainly 3 months ago before the draft, I think it's kind of like way down on their list of worries right now, if you ask me.
What if Cam Hayward doesn't play? What do you think the starting D-line looks like? Oh, my God.
Man.
What, are you throwing two rookies out there? What happened to me?
I froze there for a second. So the starting D-line, Harmon, Benton, and then do you go with, like, one of the vets?
Oh, he froze again.
Man.
At least he didn't hear me suck, I don't think.
Right.
Or do you go with a guy like Y.A. Black? That would be really interesting, but they'd probably go with a vet early and then let Black come off the bench and sort of, you know, earn his stripes that way.
Raymond, you are a wonderful man. We appreciate you reporting from training camp, all your written works, but of course jumping on with us every Wednesday. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
See you. Right.
Take care. Man, my brain and my mouth are not in sync today.
Sometimes it just happens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Feels like it's been a whole week theme for you, though, at this point.
I thought yesterday was fine. Monday and today, not so much. A lot to react to, I think, from Ray, and we will do that coming up next. The Pirates got obliterated last night. They've been outscored 35-9 in their last three games. John Wehner to touch on that briefly at the bottom.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The hour. James Cook, four-year, $48 million contract with the Buffalo Bills, $30 million guaranteed, average annual value of $12 million a season. He was entering the last year of his deal. He gets all this guaranteed money. Running backs are, they're back to being a hot commodity now, Doran. You'll pay your running backs these days.
Sure will.
Went through a phase there where you wouldn't. Hell, the Eagles even paid Saquon Barkley this year when they didn't have to. And I wonder if Cam Hayward looks around and goes, come on now. Come on now. It's not really applicable. It's apples to meatloaf when you're talking about a younger running back who tied for the league lead in rushing touchdowns last year as compared to a defensive lineman, yes, who was at the top of his game and at the top of the sport. But again, 36 years old and with 2 years left on his deal. But if the Adam Schefter report that we played earlier on in the program is correct and Hayward was somewhat perturbed by other Steelers getting money, I'm sure every player that gets paid across the league at this particular time, he goes, hello, mm-hmm. How about me over here? Ray doesn't think that Cam's going to skip games, but he didn't totally rule it out, and he made a good point. I mean, his salary is, what, $1.3 million? You miss games, you're barely losing any money.
Right.
What you are doing, though, is you're hurting your team's chances of winning.
As a captain, yes.
As a captain. And I think that would be a horrific look. I think anybody who is on Cam's side here, if he starts missing games, I asked yesterday, we asked as a show yesterday, if what's going on with Hayward will ultimately affect his legacy here. For me, personally, the last 4 or 5 days, whatever it's been, no. You start missing games for a defense that Mike Tomlin says could be historically good, that Juan Thornhill says could be historically good, that DK Metcalf says is the best he's ever seen, then, yeah, I think that's going to be mentioned in the career obituary.
Mm-hmm.
Because you ain't going to be that without him. Because as Ray said, you got Keanu Benton, Derek Harmon, and then it's sort of a question mark as to who would start on the defensive line if Cameron Hayward's out. And if it's Y.A. Black and you shift pieces around, you're starting two rookies on a defensive line. They may well be very good players. And the reports out of camp on both guys are great. But two of your three defensive linemen are rookies? That's not a recipe for success. So we'll see.
Yeah.
But that's where Cam does get the leverage, as you said earlier on in the show.
I mean, if there's any leverage, it'd be that. I just don't see any leverage really in this situation. He signed a contract last year. This contract was clearly bad. He bet on himself, and then now he wants a new contract. And the Steelers, business-wise, are like, look, you have 2 years left on your deal. Like, either play your deal or we're not giving you more money.
Right.
I mean, I love Cam. I think he deserves a lot more money. Clearly. Deserves it. Absolutely deserves it for what he did last year. But business-wise, no.
You look at what James Cook got, and he gets those $30 million guaranteed. And again, these aren't necessarily comparable. But if I'm Cam and I do want them to rip up my contract, give me a new one, I'm looking at guaranteed money and nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm the Steelers, if I'm Omar Khan, God love Cam for everything he's brought. And the performance he had last year, he was great. Unquestionably great. You can't continue to guarantee a lot of money to a 36-year-old player.
No.
You just can't, because eventually one day, breaking news here, like Sidney Crosby's eventually not going to be a point-per-game player. Eventually, Cam Hayward, in a season where he does stay healthy, ain't going to play at the level that he played at, that he's played at over the last decade of his career. Like, eventually, Father Time comes for us all, Mother Time, whatever time comes for all of us. I'm trying to be fair.
Yeah.
I'm all for rolling money forward. But the more and more you get reports, and the more you start to like dive into what Cam said and how he kind of left gray area for kind of leave it up to your interpretation, the more I think he is looking for a full-on new-ass contract, which is just not good business for the Steelers. It's just not. You're going to need, they have a ton of cap space for next year, fair enough, but you're going to need that potentially for a left tackle. I mean, the reports of Broderick are good, but you might. You don't have a wide receiver too. Maybe you draft that guy next year, or maybe you pay one in free agency. They've spent money in free agency. They've traded for guys. They just paid DK Metcalf. Maybe you pay another one. Like, you just, you can't tie it up in a 36-year-old. If he was 31,
right,
and he had 2 years left on his deal, I don't know that I'm crazy about ripping it up if he had just signed it the year prior, but I'd feel a lot better about giving out guaranteed money to a 31-year-old defensive lineman than a 36-year-old defensive lineman. So something's got to give here, but I do not think they'll cave and give him a full-on contract.
I don't think, yeah, I think that's impossible.
Yeah. They have all the options that are out there, including holdouts and things of that nature, like him missing regular season games. The one thing I'm totally ruling out is them changing their policy on renegotiating contracts, because they're not going to do it with Boswell either. If they were going to do it, like rip up a contract with 2 years left, they could have easily done it with Boswell, because mm-hmm. he's cheap as hell. He's a kicker, for God's sakes.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they've made any movement there. 412-928-9370. Texter, love Cam, but let's be honest, he wasn't great the last six games of the year. He was irrelevant like the entire defense. I think a lot of that had to do with the age of the defense, something that they're going to have to deal with this year. But those, what, three games in 11 days?
Yeah, that's tough.
That's tough. We talked about that at a show at Studio B. Like, you have rookies that at the end of the year are hitting that rookie wall, and you have the old guys. It's been forever since the bye week, and you have to play all those games against Super Bowl contenders and the most physical teams in football in 3 weeks. I think that had a lot to do with it. I'm not making excuses for Cam. I'm just explaining it a little bit.
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, if I am a Derek Harmon, or I am a Troy Faltanu, and say I'm Broderick Jones, Joey Porter Jr., I mean, I'm paying close. As a young player that has some, you know, promise in this league, I'm paying attention to what the Steelers do with Cam. I'm paying attention to the situation. Like, if they rip up this contract and give him a new one, that's exactly how I'm going to operate too moving forward.
Yeah, that's why they can't do it.
I mean, it's exactly how it operates. Yeah. And even if I'm anybody, really, if I'm anybody on the team.
The precedent has already been set because of what happened with Antonio Brown before that you can roll the money for, but you'd be setting a new precedent now. And look, if you're the Steelers, and you would do, I don't think they will, but if you're the Steelers and you rip it up and you give them a new contract, you could always say to those guys, hey, 10-time captain, 7-time All-Pro.
Yeah, but no, my agent don't want to hear that.
No, he doesn't.
Nope.
No, he doesn't.
And that's the first thing that they're going to use whenever I have to negotiate.
And that's why I think there's nuance here. And I've said it the whole time. I think you're on board with it, too. You roll money forward, you extend an olive branch, you make the player feel good, and you're not hurting yourself, not really. Then you wash your hands of the situation. Perfect.
If that's what he wants, yes.
But you cannot give him a new contract. You just cannot do that for a 36-year-old player, even though he was great last year. Get ready to slay this school year at the 13th annual Pittsburgh for PPS Back to School event, August 18th at Acrisure Stadium from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. presented by Target Freight Management. Drive through for backpacks, school supplies, food and drinks, while supplies last, brought to you by GBU Life, Life Insurance, Annuities, and Member Benefits since 1892, and Rugby Realty. Boy, one of the low points of the season for the Pirates yesterday. We haven't talked about the Pirates in like a week. John Wehner is going to join us next. Has John Wehner ever pitched in a game?
I was going to ask him that. That was one of my questions.
I think we got to get into that. I haven't looked it up. I want to know if he has, because Jared Triolo did. And yikes.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
That's right. On the heels of a 14-0 loss to the Brew Crew in the House of Horrors, John Wehner joins us now on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Good morning, Wehner. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing swell. How about you guys?
We're doing good. Dorn and I, a lot of times we think the same thing, and then it comes out on the air, and we're like, hey, wow, I was going to ask John this question. Did you ever pitch in a big league game, John, like Triolo did last night?
No, that's the only position I didn't play. I was mad. I really wanted to. Yeah, I always wanted to. I pitched in some minor league games. I pitched since I had some decisions in minor league games, actually. You know, kind of crazy. The first time I went in, it was bases loaded, no out, and I got out of it. I got a comebacker in the 13th inning. Second time I pitched, I had bases loaded, no outs, and I gave up those three runs and about five more. and then literally I was done playing. I got released at the big league level and went down to Double A to coach, and I had to play because they had some injuries. And I remember I had to pitch a tie game in the ninth, and I left, you know, and I had a scoreless inning, and then I got the loss in the 10th in Altoona. So, yeah, it was fun. I'll tell you, the adrenaline flows, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. I know this; it's a different type of deal. I mean, I probably threw 30 pitches to one outing, and my whole body hurt the next day. And you play every day, you feel pretty good, but that pitching is a whole different thing. Throwing down a slope, my back hurt, my butt hurt, my legs hurt, my arm hurt. Yeah, it's a whole different animal.
What was the?
It's fun. Go ahead.
What was the pitching arsenal? Were you just up there throwing fastballs, or would you drop a hook in there or two?
I practiced the split fingered fastball every day for about 10 years for that opportunity to pitch. So I did. I got a strikeout on my split against the kid in Double A. But mostly fastballs, and I didn't lob it. I threw it. I was max effort. I wanted to see what I could light up on that gun.
John, Don Kelly got ejected last night. What's the worst ejection you've ever been a part of or seen?
Oh, man, I don't even know. I never got ejected as a player. I did get ejected a few times as a coach. The worst one ever. Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's something I need some prep time for, because I'm sure there's some doozies.
Lloyd McClendon taking first base was an all-timer.
That was a doozy. Yeah, that was great. I was there for that. And, it was hard not to laugh. And, you know, it was hard not to laugh. And he might not like me tell this story, but Lloyd's was probably the best of all time. One time, Jim Leland, he's probably going to hate me for this, but he went out there and he was arguing with the third base umpire, and I was playing third base. And I don't know what it was about and why he was so mad, whether he did it on purpose or not, but the umpire said something to him, and he started going off, yelling at him, "Throw a punch at me. I'll kick your ass right now. Throw a punch at me." It was the funniest thing I've ever heard. I had to turn around and walk away because he's in this guy's face telling him to throw a punch because he wanted to kick his butt right there on the field.
would he yell at you guys often, Jim, like his players?
He picked his spots. There were times that he had some doozies in the clubhouse. I mean, there was a bunch of good ones in the clubhouse, and he'd pick his spots, though. Like, when I was younger, everybody was scared to death, and he was one that would pace and go walk through the clubhouse, then walk into his office. And, you know, if you're a younger player, the guy next to you would say, don't get up, because he's coming back out. He's coming back out. And so he just kept doing that, in and out. He had some great lines in there, you know. A big league player is my blinking butt. He goes, you guys wouldn't make a good big leaguer on a, or you guys wouldn't be a good pimple on a big leaguer's butt or something. I mean, he had some great lines, man. It was so funny. He'd start yelling at the bullpen. If I hear one more guy complaining about their roll, you know what a roll is. A roll is what you put butter on. You know, he'd come up, and he was so mad. You were so frightened. But then, you know, when I'm with him 5, 6, 7 years, and he'd do it, you realize he was just trying to send a message and keep everybody on their toes. Because then, like literally 30 seconds later, I'd walk by him, and he said, "That was a pretty good one, wasn't it? Pretty good one." I think that he's all mad and he's not going to sleep, and he's just like, "Well, that was a pretty good one." He's all proud of himself.
Do you think he could? Do you think he could throw down if he had to?
he's not afraid. I know that.
Yeah.
He's not afraid of anybody. You know, I don't know, you know, what he's got, but he was a tough little son of a gun. I mean, he wasn't scared of anybody. Walkie told a story one time when they were down in AAA. When Walkie was in AAA, he was managing in Toledo, and they were throwing, you know, a couple guys got hit on Toledo. And I forget who Walkie was playing with, maybe Clearwater or something. I don't even know, but not Clearwater. Some AAA for Philly would be my guess. And Walkie said that they started screaming back and forth, and then Leland charged their dugout, and they had like these little rocks and pebbles in front of the dugout. He called on the whole dugout and then started kicking pebbles on them.
I mean, you talk about sending messages. I mean, I think Don Kelly did a little bit of that last night. I mean, I know Milwaukee's the best team in baseball, and they're hot as all get out right now, but that place has been such a house of horrors. Like, do you burn sage? Like, what do you do? Because even the almighty Skeens has had trouble in there, John.
Well, you know, back in the day, I guess this was the 2000s when they had Prince Fielder, Ricky Weeks, and that group. That was historic. I mean, it felt like we were 3-42 or something. I mean, it was something really ridiculously bad. And then we went through a period where we did okay over there, you know, for maybe, you know, 6 or 8 years, and now we're back, you know, to where we're struggling. But they're a really good team, obviously. It's right. The best record in baseball. Okay, they came out of nowhere, and you're facing them at the hottest point in their season. I mean, they're doing everything. They're pitching, they're hitting, they're playing defense, they're running. They're, I mean, that's a gritty, grindy team that goes out there to beat you every day. And it's not like, I mean, they got Yelich. But outside of Yelich, I mean, they got a bunch of gamers, and like I said, they could pitch, and you know, they figured out a way to bring in talent and get the best out of that talent. And you know, when you win 10 in a row, and I don't know, 13 or 14 or whatever it is, you know, they're good. And you hope Skeens could kind of put them in a slump, because he's that type of pitcher to come in there and throw up a bunch of zeros and then put that whole team in a slump. But you know, you got enough hot bats and you make a mistake here and there, somebody's going to take advantage. And a couple of guys did yesterday, and you know, we couldn't do much against Peralta. Peralta's a solid pitcher. And so, you know, 14-0, I mean, it got out of hand. And I think the bullpen's been a little bit overused. So these guys are pitching a little more than they want to throw. And so it kind of snowballs on you. I didn't realize, I fell asleep last night. I didn't realize that they brought in a position player to finish a shutout. I don't think I've seen them. In fact, a couple of years ago before we got Rowdy and they had Rowdy, I'm pretty sure Rowdy pitched a clinching game to what got them to clinch a playoff berth. He finished the game, which has never been done before, but I'd never heard of anybody pitching to clean up a shutout. That's kind of unheard of, but you know, you understand these days they want to protect the arms and, you know, don't use as many as possible. So, but yeah, that it's something. They're white hot right now, and you know, it'll be interesting. I don't know if they have enough pitching to go deep in the playoffs. We'll wait and see. I don't know if they have the horses, and that's what, you know, I think most teams that go ahead and win World Series have the best pitching, and I don't see that just yet.
I hate the Brewers. All right, last thing for you. Talk about some pseudo history. Gene Lamont at 78, technically the third oldest coach to ever manage a major league team last night when Don Kelly gets ejected. So something that I didn't think we'd be talking about leading into the season, that Gene Lamont would be pulling the strings, but you love to see it. Great stuff, John.
Yeah, he's still sharp as ever. Yeah, he's a guy that can handle anything. He's as cool and calm and collective as anybody. You know, he's a great man too. So I'm happy to see him. And yeah, hopefully next time we talk, we'll have better news.
Yeah, we'll talk about actual baseball maybe the next time, John. Thank you for your time as always, brother.
All right, have a good rest of your week, guys.
You thanks, too, John Wayne are the best. All right, coming up next, the biggest weird story in sports right now. Before we got Doug Whaley from 9 o'clock until 10, you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. I'll read that again. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. That's like when a receiver takes his eye off the ball and then drops it. That's what I did there. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Doug Whaley to join us from 9 o'clock until 10. We'll hit the Cam Hayward stuff hot and heavy with our NFL executive insider, former NFL GM. College football music here, Doran. Just found this out during the break. We are 30 days away from the Backyard Brawl.
That's it?
30 days.
Yeah, 9-13, I guess. It's 8-13.
How about that?
How about that being the date?
I know, man. I know, man. And Rich Rodriguez is back. Man. That place is going to be a cauldron. It's just going to be wild.
And it's at West Virginia, too. It's like, man, history repeats itself.
Or maybe 9-13, it's the reverse. He tries to convince himself with very little confidence.
Mm.
The big story, though, in college football right now is Oklahoma quarterback John Mateer. Back when he was a freshman at Washington State, there were a couple of transactions on Venmo labeled sports gambling. Now, when you play college football, guess what you're not allowed to do? Gamble on sports.
Correct.
So he comes out with a statement yesterday and said, I'd never bet on sports. I understand the seriousness of this, blah, 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 blah. It was an inside joke between me and my friends. No, it wasn't. And look, there are a lot of things that you can do in college football that you couldn't do before. You know, pay for play is real now. You used to have to do that kind of thing under the table. One thing they're never going to be okay with is gambling on sports. You are not allowed to do it. The integrity of the game is too important. If this was just an inside joke, and I do not believe him, but if this was just an inside joke, it shows horrendous judgment.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, 18-year-old. That's what happens.
Well, you know what? And that's true, too. So, like, I guess I don't want to hammer him too much, but at the same time, I guess he's probably making a fair amount of money right now at Oklahoma. You got to show more friggin' sense.
Yeah. Jeez, oh, man.
Write anything. Grandma's beehive. You can write anything.
Yep. Grandma's what?
Beehive.
Why?
Because you could literally write anything. He writes sports gambling, then he expects people to believe, nah, I wasn't gambling on sports. All right, dumbass.
Who went back and just kind of...
See, that I do have a problem with. I'm not sure how it surfaced.
Jeez.
Yeah. Twice. And then the other one was sports gambling USC-UCLA game.
Jeez. Yeah, that's bad. Just getting it.
You imagine someone just writing like, went to the brothel.
Right.
Like you can just.
The strip club.
Also, I do think it's Venmo is odd. Like it's for transferring money and they've turned it into, it's always been this social media kind of deal.
The comments, like you have to put what it's for.
You have to. It doesn't let you not. Which is so weird. I don't need people to see what I'm spending money on.
You could also make your account private.
Oh.
Where nobody sees anything.
Probably should have done that, Mr. Mateer.
Yep.
I'm gonna look back through my Venmo transactions, see if I wrote anything funny over the years. I'm gonna take a look-see at that during the break.
Mm.
Sure it'll be really interesting for everybody.
Yep.
Ray Fittipaldo joined us at 8, thanks to him. We've got Doug Whaley coming up from 9 o'clock until 10. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group. Kick, save, and a beaut. Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 82. We desperately needed rain. We got it, and we're going to get it for large chunks of the day.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.